my mind, you just wake up and go rake.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have emerged as the biggest brand in baseball global.
Globally, yeah.
Globally.
Globally, absolutely.
Bigger than the Yankees. Shohei bigger than Ohtani. The Red Sox.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani is a worldwide superstar.
Follow at Wake and Rake Pod on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Here's Danny and Will.
$700 million?
That's it.
What? I don't think anybody's like surprised that he went to the Dodgers, but there's a seven
before those 2 zeros. I never, ever thought that that number would be there.
Let's
just get right into it. I think a main reason that they are able to reach that 700 number was because, now I don't know the amount yet. We have to wait for the details, but I know there's a massive amount of deferred money. So he's going to make a lot of money sprinkled in after. I'm not talking like, I don't know if it's going to be like Bobby Bonilla type thing, but like he's going to make a lot of money when he's done playing. So he's going to be set for a long time. So that's going to allow the Dodgers to build around him, right? Because it's not going to, the CBT, the luxury tax, isn't going to take that hard of a hit if they're not paying him $70 million every season. Let's say he's making 45 instead, 50. But that 20 is going on the back end after he's done playing. This is a really, and people are going to be like, whoa, 700, how could they? Listen, this was more than a baseball decision. This was a business decision, right? Like how much his marketability, how much of that is going to offset the 700 million? How much money in jersey sales are the Dodgers going to make and MLB going to make over the next couple weeks before the holidays? Everybody wants an Ohtani jersey now. Every Dodgers fan is going to have Ohtani merchandise. Dodger Stadium doesn't have an issue selling tickets, but just all his off the field opportunities to make money and make the Dodgers money. This was a business decision to go up to that. The deferred money obviously is a big part of that for the Dodgers because they could still build around him, but no opt-outs, zero opt-outs. But I wouldn't want any opt-outs either if a team's going to pay me $700 million.
I completely failed as a host. We're just really excited about what's going on right now.
Whatever.
Episode 109?
Nine.
Wake and Rake Podcast, right? Yeah, episode 109, Wake and Rake Podcast. Ohtani to the Dodgers, 10 years, $700 million. Will Middlebrooks, Danny Vitti. Can I make this argument? Hear me out on this, okay? And okay. I know you're going to cringe as soon as I say it because of your East Coast bias, but just hear me out, okay? With the signing of Shohei Ohtani, the Los Angeles Dodgers have emerged as the biggest brand in baseball global.
Globally, yeah.
Globally.
Globally, absolutely.
Bigger than the Yankees. Bigger than the Red Sox.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani is a worldwide superstar, rock star. He transcends the sport. It's like Big Poppy used to be, but now this is even more, right? Everybody around the world, like the Red Sox, had gone to Japan and played exhibition games and it's Big Poppy, and everyone knew Big Poppy. Everybody still knows Big Poppy. Big Poppy's level doesn't even sniff Shohei. That's how, and that's not downgrading Big Poppy. Everybody knows Big Poppy, but this is on a different level. This is, you're going to see his face everywhere. I mean, he was already in LA, but now it's the Dodgers, right? Now we're going to see him in the postseason, hopefully. And I think, and I'm going to keep talking about that deferred money because that is going to be the biggest part of this contract that works for the Dodgers because they don't have a rotation. Their number two is Bobby Miller right now. Yeah. Julio Urias, with his off-the-field domestic abuse issues, allegations, all that stuff going on, he might not see the field next year or ever again. Who knows? We got to wait for all the details to come out on that, the trials, like all that stuff. I don't know. I don't know the details, and I'm not going to dig into it. My point being, they get Walker Buehler back. He's their number one. He's also coming off Tommy John. Right? You're not going to have Shohei pitching next year, so you have to fill these holes. Clayton Kershaw's a free agent. He also had shoulder surgery, might not be back till June or July. They have lots of question marks with that pitching staff. Their bullpen's still pretty good, but their rotation is guys that you don't know outside of Walker Buehler.
There's still a lot of question marks with this team, really. I mean, last year, during the offseason, they lost their starting shortstop, starting center fielder, and they're starting third baseman.
Mookie Betts is going to play second base now, and Gavin Lux is going to be back after the ACL.
But they can't pitch. but they can't pitch.
But they can't pitch, right? I just mean that, like, if you look at the lineup, like, obviously, Mookie, Freddie, Shohei. I'll even say Will Smith in the four hole, but like that top three is like insane.
It just makes me smile just the thought of it, dude. That's
it's
nuts.
MVPs. It's MVPs, and I mean Will Smith's very good, but the bottom half of that lineup is like I don't know. There's some question marks there. James Altman has a chance to be a really good player. I'm gonna give him that. He's young.
Singers up, Sac State, baby.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that. Okay. I like the way he plays the game. He plays hard. Yeah. Like his hair's on fire. I like that. But they just re-signed Jason Hayward. Like, is that really – he's still good defensively, but he made some adjustments, was better at the plate. But it's not Jason Hayward who Jason Hayward used to be, right? Like 8 years ago.
Was Jason Hayward ever really like Jason Hayward?
Yeah, though? He was. He's always been a defensive stud.
Elite defender.
The first 3-4 years of his career, offensively, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just, I think we don't have to dis in a Jason Hayward pod, but his swing path and the way he swings the bat, like his mechanics, the new age of pitching passed him by.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he is kind of like a flat swing. He doesn't really swing up. He had to kind of reteach his swing. He was kind of like old school down and across. And those guys kind of got weeded out because the fastballs up were killing him. Right.
Interesting. So, yeah, I'm not meaning to, you know, I'm not poo-pooing on.
Oh, it, no, for sure. Really, but good, like, career. Right now he's slated like their 7-hole hitter.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's attempt to contextualize this Ohtani contract.
Good luck with that.
Amazing numbers in front of me from the CBS Sports research team. They're phenomenal. All right. Largest contracts in sports history. We're talking global here, Brooksy. We're not talking United States. We're talking soccer players. We're talking
which
Ronaldo.
Includes like Messi.
Messi,
Ronaldo,
Shohei passes Messi, $700 million. We're talking total value, largest contracts in sports history.
Wasn't Messi's Ohtani like 4 years, 3 years though?
Yeah, it is. AAV Messi's
AAV
got
is different, but like total contract, okay.
Total value, Ohtani takes the cake. Messi's number two at $674 million. Cristiano Ronaldo third at $537 million. Patrick Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs, $450 million. And then Mike Trout, Ohtani's former teammate, at $427 million in total value. That's your top five largest contracts in sports history. Ohtani is the richest athlete in the world.
Oh, wasn't that your tweet I saw about Trout and Betts combined for $792?
I got you. Yes.
You said 790. You said 792. It's 791 and a half to be exact.
Well, you want to bet? You want to do this right now? You want me to put you in your place right now? Because Trout has a half and Mookie has a half. Two halves.
Oh, so the report. Ooh. So when I did CBS Sports HQ about an hour ago, whenever this went down, Mookie's did not have a half on it.
Interesting. Maybe Spot Tracks Lions.
I know Trout's has a half. Oh, so okay. Something else too. So
the point stands.
So 10-year deal for Ohtani, $700 million. Over the last 10 years, the Pittsburgh Pirates have spent $717 million on their payroll.
That's sad.
On their entire team.
That's
40 guys. More than 40 guys per season because there's a change in the 40-man per season for 10 years, and they've spent about the same as Ohtani's going to make.
Why do the Pirates have to, you know, catch strays right now?
That's just the only number I saw that was close.
Ohtani, the $700 million, he's also now worth, well, he's not worth, he's getting paid more than the Arizona Coyotes of the NHL are worth as a franchise. They're worth, okay. I think it was $672 million.
Oh, okay. I have an
whole
idea.
Franchise.
At some point, I'm going to try to get Joe Kelly. Has Joe Kelly re-signed with the Dodgers yet?
Yes, he did. They already asked him about changing numbers.
Yeah. We got to get Joe Kelly on here. Ex-teammate of mine in 2014. Yeah. And like, what are you at? Like, what are you asking for? Like your own island?
What would you ask for?
I think a nice watch.
That's it? A Rolex? That's it? That's like a penny to Ohtani now.
I wouldn't take advantage of him. Or I would let him choose because then it would probably be more than what I would choose. Because I would be like, a sick watch would be awesome. But like a sick roll, like you can have a $100,000 Rolex that is going to, those things don't depreciate. Like, it's still going to be worth probably more down the road if you have like a sick Daytona or something that's worth a lot of money. Cars depreciate, right? Like, you're not going to be able to sell it for the same Rolex as you can.
Do you own a Rolex? Do you own a Rolex?
I do.
Is it pricey?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
It was my wedding gift. I don't know. I'll go grab it.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Or I'm not going to get it, actually. It's a Deep Sea Dweller. Look it up. It was actually pretty hard to find. So it was actually kind of a cool story with it.
Say it one more time. Deep Sea.
Deep Sea Dweller.
I want to see how much it costs here on shopping Google.
Right
shopping.
Now, I'd probably say like 14.
Jeez. You wonder what it's at on the black market? This is the first one pops up. I don't know if this is what it's going for.
What is it?
$49,300.
I doubt it.
There's some on here for hovering around $15,000.
That's the real one.
That's a nice watch.
That was my wedding gift from Jenny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Does she have any more of those?
Probably.
For her friends out here on the West Coast.
It's actually funny. Like, that was like the one Rolex that I really. So my best man at my wedding, a guy named Carson Blair. He got to the big leagues with Oakland. He came up with me. I went to the minor leagues with him in Boston when we spent the off seasons together, everything. He went to like the Virgin Islands and he always had his eye on this watch. It's like, there's a whole story behind it with like James Cameron and like 20, what's the movie he did? Like 20,000 Leagues Under, I don't know. I have to look it up.
I only know who James Cameron is.
Look it up.
I've never heard of James Cameron.
Look up, he's the one who designed the watch.
Oh. Avatar, Titanic. Wow, he did a lot. I should know who James.
No, Cameron. It's older. It's like 20. Which one was it?
He did all the Terminators, Avatars, Titanics. I digress. That was pretty bad of me to not know.
Anyways, he's the one. That
I apologize,
designed.
James.
Anyways, he found it in the Virgin Islands, which it was like tax free. Did you just get a Twitter notification?
Passing, being passing.
I got.
I want to point that out, man.
Hold on. I got to tell a story first.
Oh, that's right. You were talking watches.
So he found this watch in the Virgin Islands tax-free, ended up getting it like, 12 and a half, 13, something like that. I'd never seen it before, but he came back with it. And I was like, if I ever get a Rolex, like, that's what I want. That thing is badass. Cause it's not just like one color. It's like blue and it fades to black. Deep Sea.
That's cool.
Yeah. Did you actually look a picture of it or no?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Okay. So I told Jenny, was like, all right, I want to get you a Rolex for your wedding gift, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, like let's look into that. And like, this is the one I want. And she's like, okay, cool, done. Let's do it. I'm like, sick, perfect. And she comes back like a week later. She's like, this is a really rare watch. Like, it's really hard to find it. And we went through multiple jewelers trying to find it. No one could get their hands on it. So I text Big Poppy. No. Jenny texts Big Poppy and was like, hey, because he has a jeweler. So he got us in touch with his jeweler, who is also Jay-Z's jeweler. And Jay-Z's jeweler was like, oh, yeah. In like an hour, he's like, got you one. Where do I mail it? Jay-Z's jeweler got me my watch.
Jeez, that's nuts.
Kind of cool.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
It's all about being in those inner circles, dude.
It's all about who you know, not what you know.
Amen to that.
I know a lot.
It's a very nice watch. I got a picture right here in front of me, and Christmas is coming up. And
it's an everydayer, man. I love it. I wear my Apple.
Do you wear it a lot? Do you wear your ring out? The World Series ring? Do you wear your World Series ring a bit?
No.
You keep it mostly
this thing?
Yeah. That's
kind of hard to see it. I wear it when I'm doing like when I'm working for the Red Sox, obviously, pre-post game.
Yep.
Calling games when I'm at the stadium, charity events, but no, when I go to like Publix to go grocery shopping, I'm not in like workout clothes, flip-flops, and in a World Series ring.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's a good way to get jumped, Danny.
I gotta get me one of those Rolex. You brought up passing. Okay, can we touch on the just complete chaos that was Friday on baseball Twitter, baseball X? Like, there was a report. Let's start from the top. So there was a report that Ohtani was on a plane to Toronto.
Yeah.
There was a report that there was a dinner reservation at a sushi restaurant for 50 people made by Blue Jays pitcher Yusei Kikuchi. There was also a report. Hold on, let me get it in front of me. I don't want to butcher this. There was also a report that he had agreed to a deal with the Toronto Blue Jays. And it was a very respected baseball Hall of Fame voter put out the report. I'm not going to call him out. Doesn't deserve that. He probably had some source that gave him bad intel, and that's not completely his fault. So I'm not calling anybody out here. It happens to the best of us. John Morosi is one of the better reporters. He's another guy that got seemingly fleeced with the report on Friday. His report ended up being invalid. It happens to the best of us. But I just got to say, the fact that Ohtani, the global icon himself, the biggest figure in baseball of this generation, nobody had any idea which team he was signing with. Nobody had any idea how much money he was going to get until Ohtani announced it himself. And I think that's remarkable. Remarkable that not a single...
Really hard to do.
Not a single piece of intel left the building. Dave Roberts might be the only guy who gave any intel to anybody.
And he probably felt terrible. But like, all he said was like, we met with him. Which, of course you met with him, you know? Like, you're the leading team to get him. Of course you met with him. But that was the power of Ohtani, right? That was the power and the leverage he had in free agency of saying like, if you talk about this, I'm not coming to your team. Which, I don't know how much truth there is behind that, but it scared enough people where... guys didn't have information.
I think hold a on. Major. Hold on. You're good.
What do you want? Okay, thank you. I'll get it after this.
What are her thoughts on Ohtani?
Who? McKenzie. She was telling me there was an Amazon package here.
That's pretty important. Could be another Rolex.
Hopefully, she didn't open it because there's like a gift in there for her.
Ask McKenzie what her thoughts on Ohtani are. I want to know her answer.
She's outside now. She's gone. I just heard the garage door close.
Fine.
I'm not getting up.
Fine. All right. Is it a miss for Toronto? Or is it kind of like it was never really true?
I don't think it was ever really true. I mean, I think there was interest there, but they were never going to get to that number.
I don't think anybody's getting 700.
No. That number was never even like discussed. Like we were like base 500. Incentives up to 600, still record deal for baseball, obviously by a lot. 700 guaranteed, bro.
I got something for you.
Broke off.
So we're going over angles because Friday was just chaos. So we're going over different Ohtani angles of how we're going to hit it on the CBS Sports social side of things. And by the way, one of our designers, his name's Adam, he made this just amazing graphic of Ohtani on the Drake album when he's sitting on top of the tower. And yes. Then it had a little Blue Jays logo and it said Toronto Blue Jays on that building. And it was just amazing design graphic. And unfortunately, we cannot use it. But that Adam, sucks. your skills did not go unnoticed. But
I am very glad he's not in the AL East for the next 10 years. I'll say that.
Well, the Giants and Padres would disagree with that. But
yeah, true.
So we're going over angles. This was Friday. And, one of my coworkers, Robbie Snyder, he said, what about, depending on how Ohtani's contract works, is he going to be making more than teams, entire team payrolls, right? And my initial answer, I was like, right now, yes. But that's because free agency isn't over. Arbitration hasn't happened yet. Last year.
What was Oakland's payroll last year? Like 55?
Yeah. It was 62.
Okay. So, well, I don't think Ohtani's going to make that much.
We'll see what the deferment.
Because of the deferred money. And right. Especially in year one, he's going to be a DH.
Mm-hmm. So my message back to Robbie, one of my coworkers, who's phenomenal at his job, by the way, I said, he won't be making as much as the A's payroll. The A's payroll last year, and I'm quoting right here, I'm reading the messages right here. The A's payroll last year was $62 million. Quote, Ohtani will not be getting a $62 million salary. Well, less than 24 hours later, his AAV is $70 million. It just feeds into your point. I didn't think there was even a thought of $700 million, $70 million AAV. I'm still wrapping my head around it, man.
I got something for you. Okay, so as soon as Ohtani, this breaks, the Dodgers are now at the top of World Series odds at plus 500 above the Atlanta Braves, who are at plus 600, I believe. I think that's a little quick, considering like they have no pitching outside of Walker Buehler and a decent bullpen, not great.
Yeah.
and a second half of a lineup that's not really proven that they, you know what I mean? Like,
you want me to roll through the lineup for you, just projected wise for the Dodgers?
Let me try to guess. Or, yeah. Is Mookie leading off?
Yeah, I mean, this is just according to Fangraphs here, but
I'll go Mookie, Freddie, Shohei, Will Smith, Max Muncy, James Allman, Jason Hayward, Chris Taylor, Gavin Lux.
Well done. Yes. Nailed it.
Really?
Yeah, 1 through 9. Mookie, Otani, Freddie, Will Smith, Max Muncy, James Altman, Chris Taylor, Jason Hayward, Gavin Lux, in that order.
That was pretty good, actually.
Mookie is, he's already been said by Dave Roberts to be the starting second baseman.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be in the outfield. Yeah. So the lineup's very, very strong, but then you go pitching-wise. You mentioned it.
But yeah,
Bueller, Miller. I always butcher Ryan Pepio's name. Is it Pepio? Or Pepio?
I think it's Pepio.
Pepio? Pepio.
I think.
Pepio.
It's the Pepio.
It's the Pepio.
It's a spicy meatball.
Ryan Yarbrough and Emmett Sheehan.
Yeah, they need like two good arms.
Tony Gonsolin, Dustin May were injured. They could be potential arms for him.
Yeah, I don't know when their return is estimated to be. So that matters because you need them. But I think they got to get two arms, like a somewhat top of like a, like, did they make a run at like Montgomery?
Tyler Glasnow seems more likely because
he's
it's
a West Coast kid,
cheaper and less long term. It's, I think they're going to look to the
Glasnow's
trade.
Glasnow's going to make 25 this year.
Dylan Cease, Corbin Burnes, and Tyler Glasnow. Circle those names. And Shane Bieber. Yeah. And Shane Bieber.
Well, does this make them out on Yamamoto?
Probably,
right?
The Dodgers. They are the Dodgers. But to give Shohei $700 million, and then Yamamoto is rumored to get nearly $300 million, maybe even exceed $300 million. That's $1 billion.
Just because of a bidding war, you know?
Yeah. I think the Giants are going to go hard on Yamamoto. I think the Red Sox are going to go hard on Yamamoto.
Remember when $300 million was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Now we're like, yeah, man, you might get $300, no big deal. It's like less than half of it.
Who's next year's like biggest free agent? I just hope whoever it is, they walk into the office and they're like, hey, it starts at 7. I don't want to hear an offer unless it starts with 7.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, show me how you can pitch, be a Cy Young and an MVP candidate.
Top MLB free agents next season. Let's see. Pete Alonso.
I will say, I think the position player.
He's not going to start with a 7.
Is going to be better. No, but he's like he'd make 150 at least. Right?
Oh, Alonso? Dude, keep going. Keep going. He's on track. He's on track to hit 700 home runs.
Yeah, but.
On track. It's got to be 25, 26, Pete Alonso.
I thought he was older than that. Guess not.
Oh, wow, you're right. He's 29, Pete Alonso.
Okay, yeah, he ain't hitting 700 homers.
Maybe not.
But let's say he can get to 500 homers.
He averages 45 a season, Pete Alonso. And that's, by the way, that's including the 2020 COVID shortened season.
Yeah. Defensive metrics hurt guys now in contract talk.
No, I know. I know. All right. Who's the biggest loser? Angels, Giants, Blue Jays, Cubs.
I don't know if I consider anyone losers because it's tough because number one, I don't think anybody's getting a 700. Number two, we don't know who was actually in. Like, we know who we thought he was meeting with, but we still don't. Those details will come out over the next couple of weeks.
He's going to have a press conference. He said
who offered, like, there was the report of the Cubs offered 10 years at 500, which is like a base offer, right? Like, did he even reply to that?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. This is wild.
I think the Giants, once again,
because of their debacle of last year's offseason.
And a couple years before that, too. Like, they were supposedly in on Bryce Harper. Nah. They were supposedly in on Aaron Judge, Carlos Correa. Now it's Ohtani. It's like, they got to get somebody in San Francisco.
It never seemed like they were ever a real contender for Ohtani to me.
I agree with that. But
I think
it's just
the Cubs were a very good contender. I actually think the Blue Jays were in it more than we think just because of the Kikuchi connection. Mm-hmm. They're friends. Kikuchi's 3 years older, but they went to the same high school. They grew up in the same town. Iwate, Japan, I think is how you say it. Iwate. I don't know.
Sure.
Iwate?
Yes.
Iwate? Iwate. Sure. Anyways, they grew up in the same town. So, like, Shohei grew up watching him and being like, man, he's so good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was like older brother. They're not, like, super close, but they're friends, which so that had to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
As part of, like, the recruitment. But Seiya Suzuki, they're buddies, and he's in Chicago. So, I don't know. I don't know if I can say anyone's a loser. We can only say, like, oh, the Giants are losers because they needed to answer after what happened the last couple of years.
There's still time to go another direction.
Yeah, I can't even say there's a loser.
You mentioned the marketing aspect of all this too. So Ohtani led Major League Baseball in jersey sales last year. That's been known. I kind of thought this was an interesting note. Ohtani has nearly double the amount of Instagram followers than the official Dodgers Instagram account.
It's like Ohtani, 6 million to 3 million, right?
Yeah, Dodgers got 3.2 million, Ohtani has 6.1. So you're talking about marketing. That applies here, man. I'm not saying Instagram followers are, you know, all that be, but this is all marketing, you know. And again, the Dodgers are becoming even more of a global brand than they already were. Do you think this is a good for parody, bad for parody, or just... I think here's my thought. The reason I asked this
good.
Is because... Ohtani, for example, this was according to Sportsline. Sportsline projects, they had these models and they project wins. They project playoff percentages. They have a partnership with their... They added three wins. And their playoff percentage went from like 96% to 98%.
Right.
So like you signed this guy to his monster contract, and yet they could very easily lose in the first round to the Milwaukee Brewers or the...
He's just the DH. Cardinals. He's not your game one starter.
Right.
You know, like,
and I think that's what's great about baseball though, is because when LeBron went to South Beach, everyone's like, fuck, league's over. And they ended up, you know, they lost the first
one
year,
of five players on the court.
Exactly. Baseball is different. And so this isn't like, oh, Dodgers are going to win the World Series immediately. And I think that's good.
I think I doubt the odds makers, when they all of a sudden he signed, boom, plus 500, they're the best odds to win the World Series. They didn't know about deferred money yet.
Yeah.
They did know he's not going to pitch next year, though. So them jumping them up there to the top, like, are you not aware of their rotation issues? Are you not aware of their pitching issues? Are you not aware of the second half of their lineup not really being that proven yet? I'm not worried about their offense. They're going to score runs. They always score runs. And they scouted and they have developed from A ball, rookie ball up. Like, they have guys coming. They have a good farm. Yeah. They're going to be good. There might be random plug-in guys we don't know, but they're going to be good players. I am just curious to see how the next 2 months go, because they have to add a frontline starter and like a mid-rotation guy.
Yeah, I don't think they're done.
Bobby Miller's good. I don't even know how to say his last name. What's that guy?
Pepio.
He's got good stuff too, but those should be... I could see Bobby Miller being like a three. I think his stuff's really good.
Yeah.
But... he doesn't need to be your number two. I think if he's your number four, you're in a good spot.
Yeah, he couldn't get out of the second inning in the NLDS, so still got strides to make. You know, good stuff for sure. Final thoughts. Floor is yours.
No, I love this. This is great. I think even with the debacle yesterday with the media and the false reports of Toronto and the flight, which it wasn't him, and it was the guy from Shark Tank. Yeah, what's his name? I don't even know his name, but you would know if you saw him. It's a guy from Shark Tank.
The guy in the far right. The guy in the far right on Shark Tank. Not Cuban, not Mr. Wonderful. The guy, I forget his name.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. Even though it was a debacle yesterday, everyone was talking about baseball in mid-December. So it's good for the game, man. Obviously, I'm going to stay up later. My bedtime's going to be a lot later this year because I want to watch Shohei hit. For sure, for the Dodgers, you know, with Mookie on base, with Freddie Freeman on base, that place, that's a really loud stadium already. Like, this, that place is going to be fun. And I always tell people when they ask, what's it like to play at Dodger Stadium? It's not like any other place in the way that it is a show. It is a show. You've been to games there, right?
Yep.
Like, you have movie stars, professional athletes, everybody sitting in front row, and you're like looking on, you know, on deck, like, this is nuts. You know, like John Travolta's right here. Let me try to go yard. You know, it's pretty cool.
Probably no better spot than bringing the Showtime, right?
We all knew it was coming, man.
Showtime Lakers, Showtime Ohtani in town. Yep. Ohtani's going to have a press conference. More details will emerge. We'll be along with you guys as those details come to the forefront. Thanks, Brooksy, for jumping on. Ohtani, $700 million, 10 years, man. Unbelievable.
Go get you a Rolex, Danny.
Yeah, I will.